So last week we had the caterpillars and the butterflies, and that got me thinking about gardening, and then that got me thinking about the country, and then I fell into farming TikTok for longer than I probably should have. So that's where we are today. We've got the sprinklers going, the tractors, lots of plants out there, healthy stuff, the good stuff. Fruits and veggies, acres and acres, except the vegetables may not exist. Okay, they're real, like physically we eat them, but apparently they're not what we think. If I sound like I'm losing it, first off, wouldn't be the first time. Second, I'm going to explain because I've got questions. Hey there, here we go again. Thanks for coming back. This is our vegetable show, or I guess you could also call it the Everything We've Learned in the Produce Aisle is a Lie show. I mentioned TikTok earlier. This is a thing on there. I saw a couple of these videos saying vegetables are made up and the comment sections are wild. People are like, my whole life has been a lie. Why didn't anyone tell me this before? So I decided we needed a botanist, or I needed one and I was going to drag you along with me. I don't know. Here we are. And apparently I'm not the first person to call her because of the internet. Yeah, there's the laugh. Molly Edwards is a plant biologist and science communicator. Molly, are vegetables real?
Not in botany.
Yeah, this is going to be a weird one. So what do you mean, not in botany? Because I see them, right? Grocery store, Home Depot, garden center. But you as a plant person just don't recognize them?
Yeah, exactly. Super useful culinary term, right? Like we know what we mean when we say vegetable. It's like a savory thing that we eat. And we use fruits to mean a sweet plant thing that we eat. But in botany, vegetables don't really have a precise scientific meaning.
Huh. Okay, let's pick this apart. So you start to tell people and their eyes get big, like the TikTokers, right? What do you mean?
What do you mean? Yeah.
They say, it says fruits and vegetables on the sign. I've been told to eat these my whole life. If they're not vegetables from like a vegetable plant, what are they technically?
Right. So here's the thing, like botany, we love our precise terminology. So when we say vegetable, we can really be referring to one of any number of parts of the plant. So carrots are roots, cabbage or leaves. When we eat a potato, it's an underground stem called a tuber. And then some of the vegetables we think of, like, I don't know, tomatoes and cucumbers, those are actually fruits. So fruits in botany have a super, super precise definition, whereas we don't like the word vegetable because it can refer to any part of the plant, like stems, leaves, roots, whatever.
Okay, those parts, stems, roots, whatever. Those are all the things that I eat from the plant.
Yeah, we like to eat them. So vegetables are, yeah, really any plant part you can eat.
And these plants, I mean, they'll just keep making more of that stuff.
Yes, exactly. So plants are just really extraordinary in the way that they build their bodies. So they're constantly producing new organs. So, you know, a head of cabbage is making like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of leaves all the time. That would be the equivalent to us, you know, constantly sprouting new arms or something like that. So plants are able to continually generate new organs throughout their entire life.
Hold on. Is that what that is?
Totally. Exactly. So we think of plant organs generally as stems, leaves, and roots. Those are kind of the big categories of organs. And so, yeah, when we eat vegetables, it can really be any one of those things.
Can I just name things and have you tell me what they are?
Oh my God, I would love that. Let's go.
Okay, good. Broccoli.
Broccoli are flowers. They're little flower buds that haven't bloomed yet.
That's why if you let it go too long, which I've done, I've grown broccoli, it does flower. Little yellow flowers and what used to look like the thing that you get at the store.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Okay. Corn.
Corn are a grain. The corn on the cob is what we would call an infructescence. It's a group of fruits. So each little corn kernel is a fruit.
Why have you, and not you by name, but maybe you, why have you botany people been holding out on all of us all this time? And can you tell me what other vegetables are actually fruits?
So many. Okay, we did tomatoes and cucumbers, right? So those are berries. Eggplants are also berries.
Okay, but then what is a berry if those are berries? And at this point, I mean, what is a fruit? You know what? Pause. Hi, podcast friends. We recap here since I have clearly no idea what's going on. Vegetables, catch-all term for plants that we eat, not recognized by the botany people like Molly. Vegetables. Fruit, she tells me, another specific botanical term, technically a plant ovary. They contain seeds. They make more fruits. That's what they do. That's a fruit. So back to berries. What is a berry?
Yeah, so a berry has, again, a very strict botanical definition. So it's a fruit that comes from a single ovary, and all of the layers of the ovary tissue are fleshy and soft. So a tomato is a berry. Avocados are berries. The like leathery skin on the outside of the avocado still counts as soft enough to be a berry. Blueberries are actually berries, but basically everything else in the grocery store that we call a berry is not.
So the strawberry is a liar.
Yo, strawberries are not even fruits at all.
Of course they're not. Why would they be? This is ridiculous.
So the red delicious part of the strawberry is not ovary tissue. It's called a receptacle, which is the base of the flower that has like swollen and gotten delicious. And the actual fruits of the strawberry are all of the little tiny things on the outside that we think of as seeds.
So all those little dots are the important part and not the rest of it. Do you just have a totally different view of the grocery store than
we do?
Like, we've been walking around our whole lives, no idea what's going on.
Yep, everything is a lie. I'm sorry.
What about, like, asparagus, celery, things that come up from the ground?
Yes, these are two different things that come up from the ground straight. So asparagus is a stem, and celery is a petiole, which is just the base of a leaf.
There's also this other one I read about somewhere, which has a long name, but it's like so many things, multiple things.
Oh, I do. I so know what you're talking about. So the Latin name is Brassica oleracea, but this is just the Latin name for so many different what we would call vegetables that we eat. So broccoli, cauliflower, kale, kohlrabi, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, Romanesco, collard greens. These are all Brassica oleracea, meaning they're all the same species. So whenever we eat those vegetables, we're basically eating the same thing, but farmers have selected for different organs as like the prominent feature of that particular variety.
Okay, so these farmers, they go for the cauliflower part instead of the leafy part.
Exactly right. So in cauliflower and broccoli, the flowers have been selected for. That's the part that we want to eat. In cabbage and kale, it's the leaves. In Brussels sprouts, it's the little buds on the side of the plant.
That one plant is eight different things. Or I guess those eight things are all the same plant. Citrus, really quick. Can we do lemons, limes, grapefruit? Please tell me grapefruit's a fruit. It's in the name. Oh, grapefruit.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Grapefruit is a fruit. The citruses, though, they have a deep, dark secret.
Of course they do. So everything is terrible.
They're a special type of berry called a hesperidium. When you cut open a lemon or you bite into an orange slice, what is that? It's hair.
Hair?
So, yes. So lemons and citruses in general are filled with juicy hairs. So when you bite into an orange slice, you're biting into plant ovary hair.
This was unexpected.
I'm sorry.
Is that why it's stringy?
It's so stringy. Yeah. That's just the hairs. Yeah.
I don't know if we can top that.
Yeah.
We should probably just call it a day.
Yeah.
Molly Edwards, thank you. You've changed all of our lives.
This was so much fun. Thanks, Mike.
See ya.
Have a good one. Bye.
Back at the grocery store, where you too can now walk around and say, look at all these people. They have no idea what they're buying. Like I said, weird, but fun. Yeah, thanks to the botany people out there. Your world is very complicated. Thanks to you for listening. Send me more questions. I've got questions at odyssey.com. Next week is our 40th episode. We have been doing this for 40 weeks. We'll talk then.